Good morning. For New England Public Radio News, I'm Carrie Healy. The next book in our summer fiction series took Roe, Massachusetts author James Carse 5 years to create from start to publish. In his whodunit novel P.H. Death, The Puzzler Murders, the perp creates puzzles, and a group of academics solves them to identify who the victim was.
The book is based on a challenge one professor, or maybe several, we don't know at the beginning, is making to the university to examine itself. And the reason this fellow or fellows or group or committee is using puzzles is that a puzzle is a way of solving an issue, solving a problem. In a puzzle, what happens is you put up a question that's to be answered in terms other than the puzzle. So it never says what it really says. And so there's something going on in the university that a lot of people don't know is going on in the university. And therefore, it's important to get at that deeper theme that's going. And that's what I'm getting at here. I think there, from my point of view, and this is not a unique point of view, the university is Western civilization's noblest creation. And we don't want it to rot away. And it's going to destroy itself from the inside if it destroys itself at all.
There are a lot of people killed off during the course of this book, and each of the deaths is explained via a puzzle.
Right.
You must be an amazing puzzler. Do you spend your Sundays with the New York Times?
Yes, I admit to that. Yes, you know, the first thing I do, I mean, it's a little embarrassing. The first thing I do is look at the puzzle, and then I look at the headlines. Yeah. But I've been doing that for years. Since I was a kid, I was interested in puzzles, and of course, as an academic, you live in a world of words, and it always seemed natural to me. Mm-hmm. But I'd never composed a puzzle until I decided to do this book.
Now, along the way, you describe what these professors are kind of going through in their day-to-day work, kind of coalescing around solving these puzzles. Is that anything like reality? Is there ever a point where reality creeps into fiction for you?
Oh, well, look, the university is a very strange place. And you have to understand that I spent my career at New York University, right on Washington Square, which is one of the weirder places on Earth, frankly. A wonderful place. I love it very much, right in the center of Greenwich Village. So it abounds with characters and with colorful events. And I just thought I had to get that into the novel. I mean, it really belongs there. Now, many universities are in nice, quiet campus settings, not New York University, right in the center of the city and everything humming around it. And it's totally fascinating all the time.
Is there a character in the book that you find most despicable?
Oh, yes. The most despicable one in the book is a real character. And the only one who is in the book, as a matter of fact. And in fact, it's unbelievable, this fellow. If you remember, there is an anthropologist in the book who was arrested for brewing up crystal meth in his laboratory. That actually happened at New York University. The man went to prison. He spent 6 years in prison. He got out of prison. The day or two after he was out, he sent poison candies to the judge, the judge's wife, his attorney, and so on. And of course, he went back to prison and almost immediately. And then he hanged himself in prison, committed suicide. I have him commit suicide before he gets to prison. But yes, he was a despicable character. And as a matter of fact, I knew him quite well.
So what process did you use to write it? Did you you type this out on a desktop, a laptop?
I wrote it on a laptop.
Uh-huh. Any odd places that you were tapping this thing out?
Oh, yes, yes. I'm very fond of coffee shops, cafes. And, of course, New York has 100 of those right available, you know, right, especially in the Village.
So it was a highly caffeinated novel.
It was very caffeinated, that's right. I like writing in odd places.
That was James Carse, who lives and writes in New York City and Roe, Massachusetts. P.H. Death, The Puzzler Murders. You can find other selections from our summer fiction series at nepr.net.